This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Friday. As we have items sent to us from the Powell Police Department covering activity, going back to a couple days before Christmas, people moving in and out, getting going, and failure to stop at stop sign. On South Hamilton Street, on South Gilbert, on North Hamilton. We're not stopping for anything.
I could have sworn they were suggestions.
No, they want you to actually make a complete stop.
Oh, like a sap.
I know. We're in a hurry. Let's see. Citation, expired registration. So, courthouse was closed. Couldn't get one. So, traffic stop. Driver issued citation for expired registration, expired driver's license, and no proof of insurance. So I got the trifecta on all three of them.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah. Animal noisy, South Everts, received report of dogs at a residence that bark constantly. An officer responded, advised the dog was barking, but no one was home. There were also four other dogs in the neighborhood barking. It's a lot of stuff going on Everett Street, Russ.
It's the Barkathon.
Yeah. Let's see. Now the dog's taking off. Right before Christmas, all the animals like to move about, heading for the North Star. Dogs running. This one, two black and tan hounds and a black and white border collie type dog found between Otto and Emblem. Those two cities, Russ. The owners were located, returned to them. One owner lived in Otto, the other in Emblem, I'm guessing.
Forbidden love.
Yeah, it's like Romeo and Juliet. Let's see, traffic stop, speeding, animal stray on Avenue A, large black dog in the alley. It's been barking at the kids, Russ.
What about them?
Yeah. So respondent advised the dog was not there when they got there. So kids left and dog left.
Lost interest.
Yeah. No more interest in each other. So property damage. Panther Boulevard received a report of damage to a sign. Case under investigation. So I'm not sure what it said, but do not damage this sign.
And as you know, sitting on the town council, those signs ain't cheap.
Oh, man, they are pricey.
And so, just think about how many signs we have in our little town.
Yeah.
It starts multiplying, and yeah, that's a lot of money.
Mostly stop signs. Mm-hmm. You know? Animal noisy, West 2nd. Reported dogs barking for 2 hours, and the RP couldn't go to sleep. The officer responded, unable to contact the owner of the dogs. There were no dogs barking while he was there. So, dogs recognize cops, I think.
Here he comes.
Yeah, it's cops. Shut up. Quiet.
It's your mom.
Traffic stop. East Coulter. Driver issued warning for driver's side brake light out and window tint. It's not just a Cody thing, right?
Ah, yes.
Yeah. Let's see. Animal lost. Dog. Then they call back. Found our dog. It's okay. Animal stray, South Ferris, received report of a stray pug at a house. I ain't going outside. Are you? No. He's a weird-looking snorty dog.
I was talking with a gal. She oh, I got a new puppy. She knows I'm a dog owner. I'm like, oh, what'd you get? And she said it's a combination pug and chihuahua.
Oh, man.
Oh.
Is there some?
And I told her, well, it was too busy at the moment, but I said, when it's a little slower, you got to show me some pictures.
Yeah, it's a pugawa, you know? Chihuahua pug.
A chihuahua.
Let's see. Well, the RP called back, said the dog had been in their backyard. Now it's gone. They thought the owner may have come and got him. Hmm. Dispatch handled. So, got that pug off the street. We can go outside now.
Okay.
Yeah. Animal stray, German shepherds loose, appear to be aggressive. The owner's not home. Officer responded, found one of the dogs. Dispatch contacted the owner. They responded to get the dogs. The owner was issued a warning for animal running at large. But they had license, Russ.
Ah.
Huh.
Run free, little buddy.
Yeah, they were the two that had license in town. So there you go. Let's see. Animal stray. Three dogs running. Officer responded. Couldn't locate them. Let's see. Property damage on South Day. Received a report of damage to a vehicle. Officers responded. Case under investigation. And then finally, from Powell, threats.
Ah!
Not from a dog. And not from a stop sign. Threats on North Clark. Received a report of threats being made. An officer contacted all parties involved. A civil standby will be done in the future to get one of the parties' belongings disposition completed. So it was threats across a room.
Nice.
The same home that they were living at. So that's... Then you leave, and you can come back and get your stuff later. Okay. Let's go over to Cody and find out what happened. They include miscellaneous assistance at the Big Bear Motel. RP has questions about her son and his nationwide warrant that she says he has and the warrant process disposition assistance, Kevin. So not only do we want him, everybody wants him.
Is that still valid at the Big Bear? Isn't that like a free zone? Should I not be hiding him in the bathroom?
How long does the warrant last?
Yeah.
Long time. Traffic stop on Bighorn Avenue. Driver cited for no proof of insurance, warning for speeding, failure to signal, failure to maintain a lane, a broken taillight, and no license plate light. Disposition, citation issued. They were there all morning long.
That's a lot of paperwork.
Yeah, this cop, his hand hurts now. So,
but he wasn't drunk.
No, he wasn't. One thing, this at 5:53 a.m., so he may have been drunk when he decided he was going to drive.
Maybe.
Miscellaneous assistance, Alpine Avenue. RP says that he saw a suspicious dark vehicle outside of his house. It's no longer there. Disposition, assistance given. What are you doing now? I'm peeking out the window.
And they're gone. Quick, call the cops.
I'm hiding in my house. It was a car, I think. What should we do?
To be so nervous.
Really suspicious at 6:30 in the morning. So someone driving by.
The burglary hour.
Yeah, we'll send 20 cars over there to check on it. Theft, Juniper Wine and Spirits. RP is going to be coming into the law enforcement center, said he believes his medication was stolen last night while he was at Juniper Wine and Spirits. Disposition, CKs. So most medications will say, don't drink wine and spirits with them. Don't you think? Unless they were there just to go get a drink of water.
Yeah.
Which I'm doubting, but yeah, it's... You're doing your medication, and you probably shouldn't be mixing at all. I'm just guessing, Russ. We've all wanted to try, you know.
Sound advice to me.
Yeah. Animal stray at Liberty Bail Bonds. RP says he captured a small black terrier. He'll hold on to it for a while till someone comes and pays him.
Post the bond.
To animal shelter, so and then as soon as the dog got to the animal shelter, he called the bail bond place.
Hey, can you bond my dog?
Can you get me out?
Oh, the dog called. Oh, okay.
Yeah, come on, get me out. Miscellaneous assistance, Cody Law Enforcement Center. Person on parole from Colorado required to check in with law enforcement agency while in the area. Hey, he's just visiting. There you go. So.
It's, you know, felons need vacations too.
Yeah. Threats, Juby's trailer court. RP says that the listed male has been threatening her after she kicked him out. Disposition, assistance given. So that's how you get started on being trespassed from Juby's, Russ. That's the first step. First, she kicks you out.
Yeah.
And then you make a threat.
Yeah.
And here comes the whole trailer court saying, well, you're not involved anymore. We don't want you back. So, and then you get up the next day and you join the control group or the support group, people have been kicked out of Juby's.
It's growing, too.
It is growing. It's getting huge. They're going to need an auditorium.
A new clubhouse, yeah.
Yeah. Suspicious activity, 19th Street, dark Jeep Cherokee with two men and a female disposition gone on arrival. Again, we're calling the cops on cars that are driving by, Russ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Citizen contact, Buffalo Bill Center of the West. Out with a male wearing a dark hoodie. Disposition, CK. This is occurring at about 10 o'clock at night at the museum that was closed at that time, and you're wearing a hoodie, you might as well just say, come and talk to me, police. So, nuisance complaint on Rumsey. RP says that her neighbors are playing loud music and numerous cars have been coming and going from the residence. Sounds like a party to me.
They all look so happy.
And this is occurring at 10 o'clock at night. So disposition assistance given. So when you're not invited to the party, Russ, you call the cops.
Yeah.
Miscellaneous assistance, 19th Street. Subjects are trying to find a restaurant to eat at. Assistance given.
So they call the police.
So they call the cops.
Cops always know where the best food is. We do it everywhere.
They gave them assistance.
Yeah.
So there you go. Where's a good place to eat at? Just go to like the convenience store. look for the largest guy in there and ask him where he eats at.
There you go.
Yeah. And then citizen contact at Good to Go. About 10 people sitting in the parking lot. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. You know they're going to start slacking at any moment now. So,
are we good to go yet?
No.
Okay, standing by.
That is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Dirt Center, where Tim will tell you about the best tools and where to eat over in Powell. So ask him about that. Anyway, appreciate Powell Police and Cody Police for today's Police Blotter Report.